This is episode number 46 of the Merry Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com, Highlights of Tracking Santa. You're listening to the Merry Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com.
I want to live again, and I want to look them straight in the eye, and I want to tell them what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless...
Yeah, there's a lot of bad isms floating around this world, but one of the worst is commercial. Makeup, even in Brooklyn, it's...
That thing had nine lives. She just spent them all.
Woo! I triple dog dare you!
I don't believe you're an angel. I think you're a demon right out of...
Henry, don't say that.
Does someone need a hug?
Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Sentimental hogwash.
What was the last thing you and Charlie did before you went to bed Christmas Eve?
We shared a bowl of sugar, some shots of brown liquor, played my shotguns, field dressed a cat, looked for women.
I'm the worst toy maker in the world. I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
My mouth's bleeding, Bert! My mouth's bleeding! Zuzu pedals! Zuzu! There they are! Bert! What do you know about that? Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas and welcome to this, a special edition of the Merry Podcast. We're calling it episode number 46, exclusively dedicated to highlights from the Santa tracking of 2014, as featured on Kringle Radio last Christmas Eve. My name is Jeff Westover, Chief Light Stringer at the Merry Forums of MyMerryChristmas.com, and host of SantaUpdate.com, where we have been tracking Santa continuously since 1991. Ever since we got our start as a Christmas community online, we have tracked Santa Claus. You know the story well. It began as an effort to help my newly adopted 5-year-old daughter to understand and come to appreciate Santa. And it has been a merry tradition for us here as we have carried now this forward for the past 24 years. A couple years ago, our efforts expanded a little bit to Kringle Radio when the news from the North Pole was reported in conjunction with the published news of tracking Santa at SantaUpdate.com. This isn't your regular Santa tracking. It's live news reported by elves from the North Pole and from around the world. It begins when Christmas Eve begins in the far corners of the world, and it ends when Santa finally can return to the North Pole, an epic, ambitious live radio broadcast of Christmas music presented commercial-free and only interrupted by these news updates from the North Pole. It is built on a storyline that comes together throughout the year on our sister site, SantaUpdate.com. Our exclusive goal with this episode of the Merry Podcast is to recap those 50 hours of news updates with highlights from Santa's flight. We've done these recasts before, just never part of the Merry Podcast, but we think last year's epic effort deserves its own episode. We're hoping you will enjoy a nostalgic look back at Last Christmas Eve with us and consider joining us on this December 23rd as we follow along with Santa again. The storyline this year is quite different than it was a year ago, when all year long, elves in the news department at the North Pole shared the story of a mysterious new building at the North Pole. This gigantic building captured the imagination of kids around the world as they tried to guess why Santa was building it and what was inside of it. Finally, after months of anticipation, the news department got a little sneak peek of what was inside. This was a news report shared on Kringle Radio before Thanksgiving last year. Hello everyone, this is Frank Murr in the North Pole Newsroom with this special report. Elf Crash Murphy, our trusty eye in the sky reporter who follows Santa on Christmas Eve, just got a peek at the big building with no name. He's on the phone right now to describe it to us. Crash, what did you see?
Hi, Frank. I was just taking out the trash, and I looked over at that giant building, and the door was open just a little bit. Well, I couldn't help myself, Frank. I just had to take a look.
That's incredible, Crash. Most people can't get within 50 feet of that building. What did you do?
I got until I was about 15 feet away from it, Frank. They were in there loading sugar into what looked like a giant cement mixer, Frank.
Sugar? What would they be doing with sugar in a building that big, Crash?
I don't know, Frank. I got caught, and they slammed the door on me.
Did they say anything to you, Crash?
Yeah, they said, authorized elves only. Go away.
That's it? Didn't they say anything else?
Well, yeah, Frank. They said Merry Christmas.
Thanks for that stunning report, Crash. We now know more than we have known all year about that big building with no name.
For those not familiar with the North Pole or Santa Update, you have to understand that the purpose of the entire effort is to answer questions that kids from all over the world have about how Santa and the North Pole operates. That's done by introducing them to everything about elf life, including how elves there celebrate Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Elf Frank Murr in the North Pole Newsroom with this special holiday report. Joining me now from the Elf Parade is Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, how big is the parade this year?
Oh, it's huge, Frank. There are tricycles everywhere, as far as the eye can see.
Why do elves ride trikes in the Elf Parade, Crash?
I don't know, Frank, but we love it. These trikes are all decorated with lights and garland and lots of Christmas bells.
But aren't elves a little big and a little old to be riding tricycles, Crash?
Well, not really, Frank.
Well, look at them out there. Some of them have beards down to their knees. It just seems a little undignified for an elf, that's all.
Just because you don't know how to ride a trike is no reason to be critical, Frank.
I can ride a trike. I just haven't done it since I was 2, Crash.
I suppose that's why you're up there watching the parade instead of being in it, you big party pooper, Frank.
Well, there you have it, folks. A live witness report direct from the Elf Parade at the North Pole. Join us on December 23rd on Kringle Radio for round-the-clock coverage of Santa around the world with news reports that are a whole lot better than this one. From the North Pole Newsroom, I'm Elf Frank Murr reporting without a trike for SantaUpdate.com on Kringle Radio.
Each day from Thanksgiving onward, there was a new update about the Santa effort, and that's been our tradition since 1991. The news updates explain Christmas traditions, introduce key elf characters central to the Santa effort, and of course, keep everyone updated on the readiness of Santa and the North Pole for Christmas Eve. By the 1st of December, a little bit more was known about the big building with no name.
Hello again, everyone. Frank Murr in the North Pole Newsroom with this special report. Joining me now from high atop the mountain of coal that has been growing just outside the big building with no name is Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, what are you doing out there?
Hi, Frank. I was just doing a little bit of sightseeing out here on top of what we've been calling Mount Blackie. I'm at the very summit of this thing, and I have a terrific view of nearly everything at the North Pole, including that big building with no name.
What do you see from that vantage point, Crash?
Well, it's a little strange, Frank. This building is quite large. The roof on this thing is made of something really lightweight, like plastic or something. I can't see through it, but it kind of moves in the wind like it's made of fabric or something really flexible.
Any idea what is going on in that building, Crash?
Well, figures I see are shadowy, Frank, but there are thousands of them in there, thousands of elves, and they are working on something very, very large. In fact, I'd say I've never seen anything so large in all my life here at the North Pole.
The mystery only deepens here at the North Pole. Thank you, Crash, for that interesting report. But shortly after that report, things started going a little strange at the North Pole. Greetings, everyone, from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Al Frank Murr reporting. Joining me now from the North Pole cafeteria is Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, what are you doing there?
Well, I was hoping to do lunch, Frank, but the place is shut down tighter than the little drummer boy's drum.
Well, that's awfully strange, Crash. Why would they close the lunchroom?
I don't know, Frank. I'm bummed, though, because today is Thirsty Thursday, where they give you a double size of eggnog.
Well, what will you do now, Crash?
Well, what can I do, Frank? I guess I'll just have to come over there and eat lunch with you. You got weenies?
Weenies and eggnog are just weird, Crash. For days afterwards, the news coming from the North Pole was odd and stressful. Then, North Pole Radio News thought they caught a big break by finding an elf who claimed he had been inside the big building with no name. Hello again from the North Pole. I'm Elf Frank Murr in the North Pole Newsroom. Joining me now is Elf Crash Murphy with a man who claims he has been inside the big building with no name. Crash, what's the story?
Hi, Frank. I'm standing here with Elf Randy, a ranch hand at Santa Stables, who tells me he has been inside the big building with no name. Randy, what's it like in there?
Oh, golly, am I really on the radio? You know what, you sound just like that dude who was on the radio last year following Santa.
I am that dude on the radio last year, Randy.
Well, you look a lot taller than you sound.
Forget about that, Randy. What's inside that big building?
Oh, it's wonderful. Truly magnificent. A real sight to behold. The things in there you just wouldn't believe. It's better than 100 North Poles in there, really. Honestly, truly, it just defies description.
Randy, what were you doing in there?
Well, one of the reindeer in there had a little accident, and, well, that's my job, so I took care of it.
So there are reindeer in there?
Well, yeah, just a few, but they was wearing booties, so it was okay.
I'm not sure I understand, Randy. Are you saying, hey, Randy, come back here. Frank, Randy just ran off with the reindeer named Sparkle.
Thanks for that report, Crash. Join us right here on December 23rd as we track Santa around the world. And maybe by then we will finally know what is going on in the big building with no name. As the season continued, email from kids to the North Pole multiplied with letters of concern and theories of what the big building with no name was all about. Then, about 10 days before Christmas last year, this odd report was broadcast on Kringle Radio. Hello once again and Merry Christmas from the North Pole. I'm Elf Frank Murr with breaking news. Today, a team of elves from the Research and Development Department are being sent to Houston, Texas for training in explosives. It was announced, and joining me now to discuss this is our Eye in the Sky reporter, Crash Murphy. Crash, this is a strange story in a year of strange stories. Why would Santa need elves trained in explosives?
Hi, Frank. It beats the gingerbread out of me. I just can't figure it out. Santa already has on staff a couple of elves who are experts in fireworks, and they get a lot of work at Christmas and around New Year's and such. But those guys are busy in the workshop this week making dollhouses and skateboards. I don't know why Santa just wouldn't send them.
Can you think of anything that Santa would need to blow up, Crash?
No, and if he did, he likely would want to do it himself. On the other hand, we know this has nothing to do with the sleigh, so six elves leaving the North Pole to learn this stuff is a complete and baffling mystery, Frank.
Okay, thanks, Crash. We will stay on this story as we're certain it has something to do with what we will learn as we prepare for Santa's launch next week. Over the months leading up to Christmas, not only was the big building with no name a total mystery, but so too was a giant mountain of coal that had been shipped to the North Pole over the course of several months. A few days before Christmas, we learned these two projects were indeed related. Greetings once again, everyone. I'm Elf Frank Murr in the North Pole Newsroom. The big building with no name continues to be a mystery here at the North Pole, and joining me now from the observation deck of the tracking department to discuss the latest developments with that large project is Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, why are you on the observation deck?
Hi, Frank. I'm out here watching a new kind of construction project taking place out there by that big building. It is very unusual to see the workmen out there in the winter like this, but they are out there, snow and all.
Well, what are they doing, Crash? Well,
they are building some sort of rail line, Frank. It goes right from the giant mountain of coal all the way up to the side of the big building with no name.
That's interesting, Crash. Any idea when they will begin moving coal inside the building?
It has to be soon, Frank. The weather is awful, and if they want to get that coal inside, they will need to work pretty quick.
Great report, Crack. The time to prepare for Santa's flight was quickly passing. Before anyone knew it, it was almost time to go. Hello, everyone, and greetings from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm Elf Frank Murr reporting. Joining me now is Elf Crash Murphy, our Eye in the Sky reporter who follows Santa on his trek every year. Crash, what are you doing to prepare for news coverage this year of Santa's ride?
I'm going to take a long nap, Frank. I'll have to be awake for the better part of 2 days to bring the news from around the world.
What are your assignments, Crash?
Well, I first take off with Elf Vernon on that test flight of Santa's sleigh. Then I come back to the North Pole to prepare to follow Santa around the world.
That's a lot of time on the road, Crash. Do you ever get sleepy?
No, we go too doggone fast, Frank. Santa moves like lightning, and I have to concentrate hard just to follow him.
Do you enjoy visiting all those different countries, Crash?
Well, to be honest with you, Frank, I never really get to see them. We arrive in the dark and we leave in the dark. I know what nighttime looks like in every time zone, and you know what? At night, Japan looks just like Guatemala.
Well, it's a tough job, Crash. Get some sleep. Join us here in about 48 hours as we begin live breaking news coverage from the North Pole of Santa around the world. At precisely midnight in areas of the deep South Pacific on Christmas Eve morning, the radio broadcast from the North Pole began on Kringle Radio.
Tracking Santa around the world, it's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings, world, from the North Pole Newsroom. Welcome to the 24th season of Tracking Santa Around the World, brought to you by SantaUpdate.com on Kringle Radio. My name is Elf Rusty Bells, your North Pole reporter, reporting from the North Pole.
Santa tracking begins so very early because the world is a big place. When it's Christmas Eve morning in places like New Zealand and Australia, it's still December 23rd in other parts of the world. In all, it takes more than 30 hours to get Santa around the world, and another 20 just to get him ready. All during those long hours, the North Pole News Department shares news of Christmas around the world and with what's happening at the North Pole.
Hey, well, boys and girls, this is Elf Baba Wawa with Elf Grumbles, Santa's head elf in charge of safety at the North Pole. Grumbles, how safe can the toys be that are being made in a hurry by Santa's elves in the workshop right now?
Oh, they're safe.
Really?
Yeah, the toys aren't the problem. It's all the elves working without hard hats, carrying things that are too heavy for them, sawdust all over the floor, and working at a high rate of speed. That's the problem right now, Barb.
You sound pretty upset by that, Grumbles. Are you going to talk to Santa?
Oh, no, I'm fine. Things are okay. It's just Christmas. It's what we do.
Dissension in the ranks in Santa's workshop. More on this story coming up soon as our continuing coverage from the North Pole brings you breaking news here on Kringle Radio. For SantaUpdate.com, I'm Elf Barbawawa.
Every part of Operation Merry Christmas gets examined by the news department, including the weather.
Live from the North Pole Tracking Department, I'm Elf Holly Berry with breaking news of weather conditions at the North Pole. Joining me now is meteorologist Elf Seymour Snow. Seymour, do you see more snow in the forecast for the North Pole?
Indeed I do, Holly. It's snowing right now. It will be snowing tonight. In fact, it will be snowing every day and night for a while yet to come.
My goodness. How long will this go on?
Until April.
What's the forecast for launch time, Seymour? More snow?
Yes, more snow and very high winds.
Whiteout conditions?
Yes, you bet.
Perfect. It wouldn't be Santa's launch without a blizzard.
Early in the news coverage, it became clear that 2014 would go down in history as a big Christmas. A very big Christmas. Greetings, everyone, and hello once again from the news desk here at the North Pole. I'm Elf Frank Murr. Joining me now with a first look at Santa's sleigh is our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, where are you now?
I'm in the sleigh barn, Frank, and there's big, big news here. The sleigh is huge, Frank, bigger than Santa's house. I'm telling you, he's going to need a lot more than 8 tiny reindeer to pull this thing.
What do you mean, Crash? Is it bigger than last year's sleigh?
Oh, yeah, Frank. This baby's bigger than Noah's Ark. It is way bigger than last year's, Frank. All I can say is that the kids must have been really, really good this year because the sleigh can hold a lot more stuff than ever. It's a monster.
An interesting development. Thanks for that report, Crash. Santa Sleigh of 2014 looks to be the biggest in history, so big that there are doubts whether or not Santa will need more reindeer in order to fly it. As the world waited patiently for Santa to launch from the North Pole, the news department shared information about how and why to track Santa.
Greetings, world. Elf Rusty Bells here at the North Pole. The world of computers, the internet, cell phones, and GPS make it easier than ever to track Santa Claus. But for kids everywhere, elves in the tracking department are encouraging the use of old-fashioned paper maps. Joining me now is Elf Billy of the tracking department to explain. Billy, why does Santa want kids to use paper maps?
Is this thing on? Hi, Rusty. Kids should be using paper maps because Santa says it helps them to learn geography. It teaches them about time and distance.
So, for Santa, this tracking thing is kind of like school.
Well, no, not really. Santa says we learn a lot from things. Having a big map on the wall to follow on Christmas Eve is fun, and it looks good in the house. Santa likes to visit homes to see if they have a tracking map on the wall. When he sees it, he sometimes will sign his name on it just to prove that he was really there.
Sometimes, just to pass the time, the elves interviewed each other. And sometimes weird things happen.
Hey, well, boys and girls, this is Baba Wawa reporting live from the North Pole Tracking Center with Elf Wed Stocking. Wed, is it hard to report the news this year?
Not at all, Babs. I love reporting on Santa.
But, Wed, the news is so very, very difficult. The workshop is wait, the presents aren't getting wrapped, the reindeer are nowhere to be found, and it appears Santa's sleigh is made of rice cakes and glue. Are you worried?
Stop it, Babs. I've got something in my eye.
I'm sorry, Red. I didn't mean to upset you. Real quick, if you were a twee, what kind of twee would you be?
Oh, I don't know. A sapling, a quaking aspen, a flipping, whipping willow. Babs, you crazy elf!
You wouldn't be a Christmas tree?
Ah!
Elf Red Stocking breaks down a North Pole exclusive only here on Quingo Radio. For Santa Update, I'm Elf Barbara Wawa.
Much of the news in the early broadcast covers questions that kids send into the North Pole. Here's one elf who describes his job.
Darnell, how did you get your job working with all that coal?
Well, I used to work in Santa's stables with all the reindeer.
How does working with reindeer qualify you to work with coal?
Well, I used to shovel there a lot, and I use a shovel here a lot. They're kind of the same job.
So you were a, reindeer poop technician?
That's right.
Oh.
Just 5 hours into the North Pole news coverage, strange happenings were reported that would lead millions around the world to wondering just what Santa was up to. Joining me now is Elf Crash Murphy, still somewhere over the skies in Canada at this moment. Crash, are you there?
Yes, Frank, I'm here, and you're right about those reindeer. We just flew out near Polar Bear Park in eastern Canada, and we saw a whole, well, flock of reindeer flying in a straight line for the North Pole. The sky was thick with them, thousands and thousands of reindeer.
Did you have any communication with them, Crash?
Yes, we did, Frank. They said Merry Christmas.
That's it? They didn't say where they were going or why?
Well, they were reindeer, very few words, Frank.
Throughout the day, the news desk even took phone calls from kids out there getting ready for Santa to arrive.
Norman, are you there?
Hi, Red. Yes, I'm here. Merry Christmas from Omaha.
Excuse me if I'm wrong here, but Norman, you don't sound old enough to be a man.
I'm not. I'm a kid.
Wow. Well, welcome to the broadcast from the North Pole, Norman. What's going on there in Omaha?
I just finished creating a landing pad for Santa.
You did? Oh, that's fabulous. Where is it?
In my backyard, Red. I set up 25,000 Christmas lights. It's around a field of grass outside my house. We cleared all the snow off of it, and we're going to light that sucker up for Santa before we go to bed tonight.
Wow, Norman. I admire your dedication.
With more than 12 hours to go until Santa's launch, the world received this breaking news exclusively on Kringle Radio.
Hello, world. Rusty Bells here from the North Pole Newsroom with breaking news at this hour. We have just received word from Elf Quinton that Santa has launched a navy. Yes, that's right. Ships bearing Santa's logo have been launched at this hour from ports located in Singapore, Rotterdam, and Dubai.
Shortly after that announcement, a test flight of Santa's sleigh was abruptly ended, and the sleigh was recalled back to the North Pole.
Joining me now is Elf Crash Murphy, who was on that flight. Crash, is something wrong?
Not at all, Red. Elf Vernon said he got a message from the tracking center to return, so we did. The sleigh was just perfect.
Did they tell you anything when you got back to the North Pole?
Well, one of the guys helping with the reindeer said I looked like Helen Brown.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, I think I look pretty good in brown.
Okay, Crash. Leave the jokes to me.
Within hours, the news became more urgent as it appeared that Santa was preparing to launch hours ahead of time.
A short time ago, as reported here, all personnel at the North Pole were mobilized to launch positions. Joining me now is Elf reporter Mitch, who usually covers Santa's launch. Mitch, what can you tell me?
It's quite unusual, Rusty. A short time ago, alarm sounded calling all elves to station. That's really weird, Rusty.
How is that different than normal, Mitch?
Usually elf families, as they complete their work, will gather to the grandstand at Santa's stables and will wait for hours for Santa to launch. Now special shuttles have shown up to take them out to the new grandstand and they're being ordered to go there.
That is unusual. Is there anything else unusual about this?
Yes, Rusty, the grandstand this year is enclosed. It is heated with big screens located all around. There is lots of food inside, and it is a very, very safe and comfortable place.
Well, that's nice. Anything else?
Yes, it is located about a mile and a half away from where it was a year ago.
That is truly bizarre, Mitch. Thanks for the update.
As the hours passed, more and more odd news was reported, and the big building with no name was right in the middle of it. Crash, where are you now?
Hi, Frank. I'm in a helicopter. We're high over the North Pole now and looking down on the big building with no name that we've been talking about since last summer. I can see people on the ground and snowmobiles directing elves and reindeer into areas well away from that giant building.
Crash, is anyone getting into that building?
Negative, Frank. And nobody's coming out of it either. They got it locked down tighter than Rudolph's nose on a foggy night.
What do you think, Crash? Do you think something important is about to happen?
You bet I do, Frank. I don't know what's going on, but there's all kinds of weird here. The tracking center is now dark, the workshop is now locked, the sleigh barn is completely empty, and I can't find any of Santa's A-team of reindeer. Even Mrs. Claus's kitchen is cold. When was the last time you could say that just hours before Santa launches?
I agree, Crash. Something big is about to happen. Before long, a stunning live report did everything but explain the big building with no name.
What's supposed to happen, I'm not really sure. We will just watch as things unfold. It's still a little daylight here, an unusual circumstance for a report from this spot. The sky is cold and hard and gray. You can feel the heavy snow that is forecast for later this evening. Wait, I hear something now. Alarm bells are going off. They've just handed me some eye goggles to wear, and they are leading me to... What is this, a bunker? Very unusual. I'm looking to the north and to the west, and the large, mysterious building we've heard about since last summer, and... Oh my goodness. It's exploding, Rusty. It's exploding. The roof has just blown off the top of that giant building. The walls are falling down. There's smoke and steam, I guess. I don't know if this was supposed to happen, but the explosion is indeed tremendous. Wait, there's a big rushing wind now, and the noise is just deafening. I'm seeing something. Holy Mother of Frosty, rising now out of the dust and through the clouds. There is an object in the air, a giant gargantuan thing. I've never seen anything this large in the sky in my whole life. It's slowly gaining altitude now. Floodlights are now flipping on all over the building. I'm hearing helicopters. Oh my gosh, what is that thing? I see people now. They're on the edge of this giant flying fortress-like airship. They are waving in. I get it now, Rusty. This is a gigantic sleigh craft carrier. It is the size of four or five city blocks. It's massive. On the deck, I can see Santa's reindeer. And they're laying down, relaxed as can be. Elves are everywhere on this craft, waving and cheering, and there's someone on deck. He's in a chaise lounge. He's wearing sunglasses and a red and white suit, and he's sipping on a cold eggnog. And he's sitting there like there isn't a care in the world. Is this a launch, Rusty? Is Santa leaving the North Pole on this giant airship?
This is indeed a historic moment, Mitch. I've just been handed a news brief from Elf Quinton and the Research and Development Department. The North Pole has indeed just launched a sleigh craft carrier roughly the size of the city of Madrid. Can that be right? It houses a workshop, a wrapping center, a portable tracking center, a gym, several thousand Christmas trees, as well as several sleighs and hundreds of reindeer.
That report resulted in a flood of emails, instant messages, texts, and faxes to the North Pole. What was it that was launched? Within minutes, they were calling the giant airship Jingle Bell 1, and news elves scrambled to explain it all. What do you see, Crash?
Hi, Frank. I'm high above this thing now, so high we have to put on oxygen masks. Jingle Bell 1 is a giant floating city. It looks just like Santa ripped the North Pole out of the ground and put it up in the air, Frank. It's massive.
Is it bigger than an airplane, Crash?
Oh, way bigger, Frank. It may be as big as 1,000 747s. Did you ever see the Avengers? It is an airship kind of like that, only it's shaped like a Christmas tree.
Well, how does it fly, Crash? Are there engines or reindeer or what? What keeps it in the air?
Well, I don't know yet, Frank, but everyone is asking that question. I hope we find out, because this thing ever comes down, it's going to make a big, big splash in the ocean, if you know what I mean.
With all this going on at the North Pole, the time continued to tick down to Christmas all over the world. Here was a live report received from Venezuela.
A tracker posted in Caracas. Pedro, how's the weather down there?
It's excellent, Pedro. We're ready for Santa right now.
Do they do anything in Venezuela that is special? Well, they wait for Santa to arrive.
Yes, in a few hours when the children awake, they put on the tamales at their head and they sing, "Here comes Santa Claus," while singing on the kitchen table, you know.
Really?
No, not really, Rojo. I'm just giving you a hard time.
You had me going there for a second, Pedro. You better hang your stocking and pray I don't tell Santa on you.
Oh, don't do that. I'm just kidding. Sometimes I get Christmas and April Fool's Day mixed up. It could happen to anybody.
But no matter where the news was coming from, all the kids wanted to hear about was Jingle Bell 1. Here was another live report.
Hi, Frank. I've never seen anything like this. Jingle Bell 1 is not only massive, it is completely edible.
Edible? Crash, did you say edible?
That's what I said, Frank. The deck on this thing is made from peppermint bark. The walls are made of taffy. You turn on the water in the bathroom, and eggnog comes out the cold spigot, and hot cocoa comes out the hot. There isn't a thing on this craft that isn't yummy, Frank.
But I... Words fail me here, Crash. Why would Santa build a craft like this, Crash?
I don't know, Frank, but this thing is entirely organic, very lightweight, and beautifully festive. There are Christmas trees and lights everywhere, and it is as clean as can be. We all walk around on it wearing little booties. It's a magical place, Frank.
But what is Santa going to do with an all-candy airship once Christmas is over, Crash?
I don't know, Frank, but I'm hoping he lets me live in it.
All of this activity, of course, was really part of what it would take to launch Santa. It got real serious as trackers around the world checked in, and the launch final countdown began.
As we reported hours ago, a check-in from elves stationed all over the world is required before Santa launches. Joining us now live from the tracking center is Flight Director Elf Buck Sanchez as he begins this process.
We'll begin sequencing now. The final go for launch protocol, beginning now in Samoa.
We're a go, Control.
Buckland.
Roger, Control. We're go for launch.
Fiji.
Go for launch, North Pole.
Solomon Islands.
Hit the green. Go for launch.
As you can tell, this is a lengthy process, one that takes nearly 2 hours to complete. The fact that it has begun is a sign that Santa is sure to launch on his flight very soon. We'll keep you updated right here.
Of course, Santa wasn't the only one preparing to launch. He had a sleigh following him as well. Joining me with his own sleigh to prepare for takeoff is Elf Crash Murphy, who will once again be trailing Santa's sleigh to give us live reports. Crash, what are you doing to be ready for takeoff?
I'm packing my lunch pail, Frank.
Really, Crash?
Well, yeah, I don't have anyone give me cookies all night long like Santa does, Frank. I gotta pack my own food.
So what does an eye in the sky reporter pack in his lunch pail, Crash?
Well, let's see. I got some Doritos and some ding-dongs and some ice cream bars and a couple Snickers and a turkey leg, Frank.
Well, that doesn't sound very healthy, Crash.
Well, I gave all my carrots to the reindeer, Frank.
You're a good boy, Crash. Within the hour, Santa finally got on his way.
Thanks, Red. Indeed, it is a spectacular, if different, kind of launch this year. We're outside here aboard the sparkling deck at Jingle Bell 1. The night sky is filled with stars, and Santa is now climbing into the sleigh, not a snowflake in sight tonight. The crowd of elves gathered in close, and Santa slowly draws the sleigh away, and with that we hear the first of the sleigh bells, slowly now. Now the sleigh slowly ascends, going higher and higher. It's a vertical takeoff. Santa appearing now to circle above us very slowly. The sleigh in lights twinkling as Santa waves one last time to those of us standing below. And there he goes, off into the night sky like a rocket headed for the moon and beyond. Santa Claus has just left to begin his annual flight. Nothing but a smoking vapor trail in his wake as crowds behind are left cheering him on. Red, Santa Claus has launched. Repeat, Santa Claus has left the building and is on his way to the world. Back to you, Red.
With Santa finally airborne, kids all over the world naturally wondered when he would make it to where they live. The North Pole works hard to keep the information flowing.
Elf Holly Berry in the tracking center at the North Pole, where we have lots of news at this hour. Santa remains in flight, and his general direction is south and east. However, we just received word that several bedtime warnings have been issued direct from Santa's sleigh. Elf Red Stocking has the latest. Red?
That's right, Holly. From this point forward, we're going to see a lot of bedtime warnings from Santa. At this hour, Santa's telling kids from Eastern Australia, New Zealand, Tonga, Fiji, Antarctica, Bora Bora, Samoa, basically all the South Pacific, to get to bed.
Red, do the bedtime warnings usually indicate where Santa will deliver?
Sometimes it does, Holly, but in years past, we've seen Santa change direction suddenly. He's very nimble and often surprises us.
Thank you, Red.
Before long, reports of Santa sightings started coming in from all over the world.
On the line with me now is citizen Hal Fernwell from the country of New Zealand. Good morning, sir. I understand you may have seen Santa there in the past few minutes.
Hello? Yes, I think I did. I was driving my street sweeper along Lake Road when a bright flash hit me square in the eyes.
Excuse me, sir. What city is this in?
Oh, this is Hamilton. Sorry, I'm kind of nervous. I've never seen Santa flying in a sleigh before.
I understand, sir. How do you know that was Santa? Maybe it was a jet or a thunderbolt, or maybe some kind of electrical fire or something.
No, it was Santa. I know sleigh bells when I hear them.
Did you see Santa land?
Not exactly. He flew behind some tall trees that were blocking my view, but he was close enough to where I still heard the bells. They kind of hovered there for a bit, and then I heard a sonic boom, and then he was gone. The speed of it all was just awesome.
Thank you, Mr. Fernwell, for that outstanding report.
While Santa was well on his way, the crew at the North Pole was just getting ready for a Christmas party of their own.
Joining me now is the director of the North Pole Christmas Eve party, Elf Hank Beadle. Hank, is it time to finally break out the eggnog at the North Pole?
Yes, some here didn't believe it would happen. You could say they were agnostic.
Oof, it's a little early for that kind of pun. What kind of food will you be serving at the Christmas Eve party this year?
Well, we were thinking Eggs Benedict on golden platters.
Really? That's unusual.
Yes, there's no plates like gold for the holidays.
Hank, you're a real card.
While Santa's flight was going well, the flight of Jingle Bell 1 suffered a very sudden surprise. Alarm bells are now going off on Jingle Bell 1, and we don't know what that means. Joining us now from Jingle Bell 1 is Santa's head of North Pole Security, Elf Agent X. Agent X, what is going on there?
Sir, we appear to have an evacuation order here.
But why? Is something wrong?
I can't tell you that, sir. It's classified.
Well, how long will it take to get all of the elves off of Jingle Bell 1.
Several hours, Frank.
Thanks for that report. To recap, evacuation alarms are now sounding on Jingle Bell 1, and all elves are returning to the North Pole. That news once again got the mail flowing through every channel to the North Pole. But nothing surprised everyone more than when Crash Murphy discovered the fate of the one and only sleigh craft carrier in history. What is going on?
They're going to splash Jingle Bell 1, Frank. They're going to blow it up. I'm very upset about it.
What? Where did you hear that, Crash?
Right here on my radio, Frank. They were just talking about it.
Gentlemen, I apologize for interrupting, but we need to take this conversation off the air.
Don't destroy Jingle Bell 1, Agent X. I want it. Tell Santa I'll take it.
I'm afraid not, sir. That's just not possible, sir. Jingle Bell 1 was never designed to return to the North Pole.
What? But it's sparkling, beautiful, and made of Christmas candy and eggnog. It would be a shame for something that wonderful to be destroyed.
Jingle Bell 1 is a gift, sir. From Santa Claus to all the wildlife in the ocean. It is completely organic. We fly it to an astronomic altitude and blow it into a billion fragments. Then it floats down and becomes a Christmas feast for all the creatures of the sea.
That's really cool. Never mind.
Of course, Elf Mitch was there a short time later to watch the end of Jingle Bell 1.
Some 30 miles to the south of me is rising red, a giant Christmas tree-shaped shadow cast upon the water as the world's first and only sleigh craft carrier takes the final turn of its historic flight. It's heading straight up towards the heavens now, a glistening vertical missile on autopilot, headed into the clouds over the rising sun of Christmas morning on the far side of the Pacific. I hear a rumbling now, and there she goes, a brilliant explosion and a giant fireball. Oh, look how beautiful it is. Millions and millions of glistening stars descending to the water, landing in the end like manna from heaven for all the fish and creatures of the sea. I see it gathering on the waters now, red, a giant blanket of sparkling nutrients, a true gift of health and bounty. From the far Pacific waters, Jingle Bell 1 is no more. Food for the fishes.
Thank you for that poetic report, Mitch. There's not a dry eye back here in the studio.
As the hours passed, all eyes were on Santa as he blitzed his way around the world. Joining me now from behind Santa's sleigh somewhere over the skies of Iraq is Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, are you okay?
Absolutely, Frank. We're going so fast now I can't even throw up anymore. It's terrific. We have more than 250 reindeer pulling the chaser sleigh, and we're still having a hard time keeping up with the big guy.
What do you think it means, Crash? Why is Santa going so fast?
I think it means the kids in Europe and Africa especially are going to bed earlier and earlier tonight. Santa will be there very soon. You better get your fannies in there. I don't know why, but he's breaking records.
Meanwhile, in the Americas, dark is starting to fall in parts of the East, and the watch of Christmas Eve evening has begun. Just when we thought things couldn't get better, Santa himself took to the radio airwaves.
Joining me now is Elf Crash Murphy, following Santa in a chaser sleigh.
Hey, Holly. Our speeds following Santa only continue to increase. I've got Santa on the radio right now, and he has big news he wants to announce all by himself. Here is the big guy.
Merry Christmas, everyone. I need kids in all of Europe to be in bed. To the kids in Iceland, nighty-night, good friends. And to the kids in Africa, I say good night and sweet dreams. I'm on my way, and I need you all to go to sleep. To the kids in the Americas, have fun tonight and plan to be in bed early. I'll be there before you know it. Ho, 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 ho.
Thank you, Santa. We're spreading the word right now. You heard the big guy, Holly. Get the news out there.
Roger that, Crash. We're on the job. And wow, what an exclusive! Santa from the sleigh himself. A first for Santa tracking and a first for Kringle Radio.
Tracking elves all over the world continue to help Santa make his way west throughout his flight.
Looking in now on efforts to track Santa on the eastern seaboard of the United States. Let's listen in to Elf Buck Sanchez as he checks in with spotter elves stationed there.
Portland, south, please update us on the coastal fog conditions there.
Quite dense control. We're going to need enhanced landing lights as Santa touches down here within the next 3 hours. Please advise.
Dispatching that now, Portland. Providence, are you there?
Roger that, control. All systems are go. All lights are green here.
Outstanding. Jacksonville, what's the good word?
Perfect conditions here, Control. We don't anticipate any changes.
Virginia Beach, what's the story?
We're going to have late party goers here, Control. We think Santa should delay 4 hours minimum.
Roger that, Virginia Beach. Chattanooga, we need a check-in.
As you can hear, there are a lot of elves out there working all over the place to help guide Santa in safely.
For as much as we enjoy getting tracking information from the North Pole, we love more the eyewitness reports we collect during Santa's flight, including this fine report from Puerto Rico. Crash, you have news for us?
Indeed I do, Frank. I'm standing here in the beautiful coastal town of Arecibo with a local resident. His name is Francisco Lopez. Sir, did you see Santa?
Yes, I did. He landed right on top of my house. He went inside and he left stuff underneath my tree, and then he gave my dog Andy a treat.
Where were you when you saw him?
Well, I was coming home from work and just getting out of my car. Santa and I got to the house at the same time. It was just by chance that it happened.
What do you do for a living, Mr. Lopez?
I work at the power plant.
Did Santa say anything to you?
Yes, he said, Feliz Navidad, and then he left with his reindeers.
You saw Santa fly?
Yes, with my own two eyes.
Thank you, Mr. Lopez, for that eyewitness report. Back to you, Frank.
Outstanding report, Crash. No matter how long the flight, those still waiting for Santa just couldn't wait to hear where Santa was headed next. In a chaser sleigh is our own Crash Murphy. Crash, where is Santa going?
Well, you know I can't tell you that, Frank, but I'll give you a clue. The next place we're going is a big white house.
Well, that's not very helpful. There must be a billion big white houses in the eastern United States, Crash. Can't you give us another clue?
Well, we're going to a town named after a man called George.
You're going to Georgetown.
Holy mother of Charles Dickens, Frank. Sometimes you are the dimmest bulb on the tree.
Some elf spotters needed help in seeing Santa in flight.
Joining me once again with a live report from Winnipeg is Elf Daisy. Daisy, have you seen Santa yet?
No, darn it. When is he going to get here?
Are you outside, Daisy?
Yes, but I don't see anything. It's like totally dark out here.
Look up.
When?
Now!
Oh my golly, there's a big thingy in the sky and a man inside of it is waving at me. It looks like Santa!
Good job, Daisy. We knew you could do it.
But then again, there are other elf spotters who would just follow their nose, such as in this report from El Paso.
Merry Christmas, Slim! What's happening down there?
Well, I went outside to feed my burro, because that's when he eats, and then I saw it. Low in the sky, out over the barn.
You saw it? Saw what?
Big flash of lights, slight breeze, and I heard bells.
Well, what do you think it was?
It could only be Santa. When I got back in the house, the cookies were gone, and there was presents under the tree. Oh, and there's one more thing.
What's that?
I caught a whiff of reindeer. I'd only smelt that smell one other time in my life when I was hunting up in the San Andreas Mountains and came upon a reindeer ranch a feller had up there. He told me he was raising them for the zoos, but I knew he was an elf just by looking at him.
By the time that Santa got to Salt Lake City, the eyewitness reports were stacking up.
Joining me now is a resident of that fair city, Mr. Levi Morgan. Did you see Santa, sir?
Oh, there's not a doubt in my mind, Red. He came due east up North Temple and he hung a ride at the Main Street Plaza. He about took out the lights off the Christmas tree at the flagpole.
Was anybody hurt?
No, but I think it's been a while since Santa flew so low in downtown. He seemed a bit surprised by some of the terrain. He turned south on Main before heading west on First South and then north on West Temple and then east on South Temple and north again on State Street. He looked like he was a little lost.
What do you think he was doing there?
Well, I'm not sure, but right after he flew by, there was a Santa hat on the head of the Brigham Young statue in the middle of Main Street in South Temple. I got a picture of it for you.
Could you send it to us, Levi? That would be awesome. That, my friends, could be one of the best eyewitness reports we've received this year.
As the later stages of Santa's flight passed, sometimes the elf reporters got a little distracted.
Hey, Crash, did you get your mom something for Christmas?
You know I did, Frank.
Well, what did you get her?
Well, I can't tell you that. She could be listening right now.
Really, Crash? You don't think your mom has anything better to do than to listen to you on the radio?
No. What else would she be doing?
She could be peeking under your bed to see what you got her for Christmas. You did wrap it already, didn't you, Crash?
I gotta go, Frank.
From the North Pole, where the bustle of Christmas never stops, I'm Elf Frank Murr, and my Christmas presents are all wrapped.
And for some elves, Well, the magic of Santa just speaks for itself.
Do you see anything?
Negative, Red, but we've got overcast skies, fog, and white-out conditions out there to contend with.
My goodness, can you see Santa with all that going on?
Not until the last possible second. Wait, there he is. Santa's landing now. He's out of the sleigh and... Oh, my goodness, I hear something. I better get to sleep, Red, and fast.
This is a historic first, folks. A live visit from St. Nicholas in action. Caught here on live radio.
Putting something under my Christmas tree now, Red. So excited, it's Dukes of Hazzard Christmas album. How did Santa know I wanted that?
Another satisfied customer, folks. From the North Pole, where we'll soon be welcoming Santa. I'm Alfred Stuck!
Santa's flight around the world was a big success and an epic adventure. It has kids all over the world writing in with wonder at what will happen again this year. In fact, record numbers of emails sent via KringleRadio.com and the sites associated with Santa Update came in for weeks afterwards as kids everywhere expressed their appreciation for the great radio entertainment as they track Santa around the world. We invite you to join us on Kringle Radio again this December 23rd at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in the United States, noon in Central Europe, 6 p.m. in Far East Asia, and midnight Christmas Eve morning in the far South Pacific as we once again broadcast the news from the North Pole for over 50 continuous hours as we celebrate Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio. This special edition of the Merry Podcast was brought to you by Kringle Radio, SantaUpdate.com, and all the Merry Elves who make these productions possible. For MyMerryChristmas.com, this is Jeff Westover wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.